True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, yesterday in our very own Mike Hawk, he brought us the story of a Kentucky nurse who performed CPR on a baby raccoon that became drunk on fermented peaches before nearly drowning in a dumpster. Frankly, if I had a dollar for every time I did that. Now, it's a dumb story, but it's also a true story. And equally dumb, but much scarier, a guy in Florida, he had to deal with a wild boar after it crashed through the sliding glass door and started messing up his house. Now, authorities were eventually able to wrangle it, but not before it destroyed pretty much everything that was indoors. Now, not as destructive as a wild boar, but infinitely more dangerous. Authorities in Maine, they're freaking out after confirming that the Asian longhorn tick, an invasive species, has made its way into the state. Now, these particular ticks, they spread spotted fever. So you're asking yourself, what is spotted fever? The truth is, it doesn't matter. Just know it can be fatal if it's not treated in 5 days. I mean, really, that's the part you care about, right? Yeah. Meanwhile, several southern states, they're dealing with the kissing bug infestation. Yep. And it's not called the kissing bugs that has big, beautiful Angelina Jolie lips. It's just that it bites you typically right around your lips. And they are spreading what they call kissing bug disease, a.k.a. Chagas disease. Now, not every critter out there is getting drunk or breaking into homes or spreading disease. Some are just out there playing some teenage pranks. Remember Ding Dong Ditch back in the days before people shot you? Basically, you'd ring a stranger's doorbell and you run away so that they open the door and there's no one there and you would giggle with your buddies. Well, a doorbell prankster, they were annoying everyone in an apartment complex in Bavaria. And the assumption, of course, is that there was a group of teenagers. Well, it was not a group of teenagers. Turns out the culprit was a slug.
Yeah.
Maybe the world's fastest slug, I do not know, but this one slug alone basically rang the doorbells of every apartment in the apartment building to the point that they had to call the cops. And when the cops got there, said, it's a freaking slug, ladies and gentlemen. But that's what we're talking about today. Animals have a funny way of invading our lives, whether we'd like them to or not. And unfortunately, or fortunately, we have to deal with them. So today's question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration, is good or bad? What was your critter interaction?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com. And now, watch the show live on YouTube at KISW Rock.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,388. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat once again. We will be joined by the lovely Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs from the Daily Miggs Morning Show. And today, on Sit and Spin, coming up at about 4:30, we have some of the most iconic classic albums,
all right,
in the rock world.
All right.
Now, even if you take an album like, let's say, Appetite for Destruction, top to bottom, this is song, per pound, probably one of the greatest rock albums ever.
I think there's no doubt. If you're going by that measurement, without a doubt, man.
I mean, as far as being in our lifetime.
Yeah, for sure.
So people say, like, the Stones put out some good stuff in the 60s.
Sure.
Whatever, but you know what? As far as our generation is concerned, I think Appetite is one of those albums. AC/DC, Back in Black, another great album.
Mm-hmm.
It goes on and on and on. So, but there's always a song or two, and even with Van Halen. Van Halen 1. That's an incredible album. But there's a couple songs on there that that they say are skippable. In other words, skippable songs. They have been skipped.
Okay.
So people, if they're listening to the album and they don't want to hear it, that's the song they're going to skip.
Right.
Over,
you know, it's a fantastic album top to bottom, but these ones you can kind of leave it.
Fair enough.
We're going to try to figure out, well, what the best song is, obviously. So with Back in Black, it's Back in Black. Right. But what is the song that people skip over? With Appetite, you could say it's Welcome to the Jungle, or most would say Sweet Child of Mine.
That's because they've heard it a lot.
On and on and on. You get the idea.
Yeah.
So today, we're going to play the songs that get skipped over.
You're going to play the songs that you don't want to hear.
That deserve a little airplay.
All right.
That's the idea coming up, as we will sit and spin. Oh, by the way, day two of the Men's Room now being on YouTube.
Yeah, baby.
You can watch the show. If you follow us at KISW Rock, be sure to like that. And be sure to subscribe to that.
What happens when you like it?
Look, it makes us feel better.
Is that what it is?
Yes, it's completely.
Is it an ego thing? Look, I seriously.
It's ego.
I know what
Me
YouTube
likes.
Is. I know what it is. I know it exists. My kid watches it all the time. All the people that he watches are always like, hey, man, like this, blah, blah, blah. Now, the difference is those guys are like us. I'll send you $10,000. But I'm like, and then what happens?
Wow.
Right? So a lot of people like you, right? Well, say 10,000 people watch your stream. But no one says they like you, but they hung out and watched the whole stream. Like, is that better or worse than 100 people watch a stream, but all of them like you? I don't know.
We could get a thumbs down, too.
Well, sure.
One of us says something.
I don't know.
I hope you like it. I was just wondering why it's important. You know what I mean?
Like, I think everybody wants to be liked. You know, like, when stuff's coming up, if you already like them and this and that.
So, like, they would find out from, like, you like this thing.
Correct.
So, if
it's
we're
huge,
doing
right?
Something.
So, like, on Instagram, X, whatever, you have followers. Yeah. You need the likes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, look, man, I'm an old dude. YouTube has meant nothing to me. Like I said, I know it exists. I am very glad we're there.
Yeah.
I just don't know the ins and outs of, like, being liked.
I'm going to blow your mind.
All right.
The NFL played a game on it on Friday.
I know that. I know. I know. But people liked it. I watched it, but I didn't like it. I enjoyed the game. I'm just saying I did not let them know
that you liked,
that
it.
I liked it. Yeah. Should I let them know, like, hey, I'm not just watching it. Yes.
Like, you go to a hamburger place. Right. You sit down and eat your hamburger. This is great. These fries are great. You don't walk back up to the counter and go, I really did like that. And then walk out. You just take your tray, throw your crap away. You're on your way. They don't even know.
I'm just saying, it's all new to me.
They have to be sad. Yeah. Like that guy's back there making, he's making killer burgers, but no one gives him a thumbs up.
I'm gonna start doing that.
No one likes it.
Hey man, I like that.
I really think sometimes you can.
Just walk in the back, kids, you go, man.
I would walk in the back, but if I saw one of the cooks out there, be like, hey, doing a hell of a job.
I like that. Now I know, man. I just,
So
just start doing it in your regular life.
At KISW Rock.
Just telling people I like things that I like.
Take a sip of beer and go,
I like this.
I like this Bedroom IPA. I'm going to subscribe to this bar.
We're going to get more likes.
I like you. Don't just meet me at the bar. You better like that bar, man.
I like what you did with your mouth. I'm going to subscribe to you.
I really, really like what you did with your mouth.
If the world was like the internet.
I know.
Right?
Hey, baby, I like that mouth. So let me know when you want to do it
again. Like the right one better than the left.
Yeah. Like getting alert when you're willing to do that again.
Yeah, let me know when you're available for that again.
But, I will like it. But seriously, yesterday we almost had like 2,000 people.
That is what I heard.
That watched the show. And keep in mind, if you are new to watching it, we don't air the commercials. YouTube has that space right now.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the music, you're not going to hear the music. We've got some filler stuff that we're adding on to that, so you have some entertainment during the songs and the commercial break, but legally we can't play the music.
Right.
So today on Sit and Spin, if you're watching us on YouTube...
there's an explanation coming up.
Yeah, there is. But just turn on the radio if you want to actually hear it. If you're not, if you're watching,
but it's skippable. So this is the worst sell for a Sit and Spin. Like Sit and Spin, we're offering you is like, hey, we know you love this album. You just don't want to hear this song. Like that's the worst thing to tune in for.
Well, sometimes they're different songs. Yeah, and misery loves company. So they want to be like, yeah, I skipped that one too.
Mm-hmm. Or be insulted and say that's the best song on the album.
That's right.
Well, yeah, you got to be that guy. You got to still have long hair.
There's always that guy.
You're kind of bald, and you're like, I like the deep cuts.
I put it in a ponytail.
So it's at KISW Rock. Get to YouTube, subscribe, and then give us a big-ass thumbs up.
Like us.
I like that. Yes, just like that hamburger. Now on to the question. Today we're going to talk about critters. Now, we have talked about critters before, and it seems there's somewhat of an
argument.
Wait,
hang on. No, just before you get it, someone's explaining. So the more likes that you get, you get bumped higher into the algorithm.
All right. The algorithm. What happens when you get high into the algorithm?
Okay. You show up to people that don't just know the show.
Oh, okay.
What do you think their algorithm would be
that
would suggest our show? I'm just saying, like, if you had to say, like, they're into this guy or this thing, they say, hey, check these fools
like,
out.
You ever go on, like, your Instagram, right? It kind of knows your algorithm, right? So, like, if I go to the search button right now on my Instagram, it's going to be voluptuous women.
Britney Spears.
People cooking food. And probably some type of college sport thing.
I get a lot of women suggested. And otherwise, everything is based on something I asked my wife to order me off of Amazon.
Yeah. I just got back on
order this thing. Yeah. And then my Instagram just turns into, hey, if you're interested in that.
I just got on Instagram a couple days ago. So if you look at the things I follow, it's like, you know, ESPN, and, you know, The Men's Room, KISW, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Then Emily Ratajkowski. Then.
Yeah. I mean, look, man. That's. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's.
It's an interesting mix of people.
Like, look, here's how I look at it with Instagram, right? If I reached out to someone and said, I think I like you, I find you very attractive, would you send me scantily clad pictures of yourself? I'm going to be arrested. Get a restraining order.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram, they go, just click on a follow. I'll do it for you.
So, well, yes. And it updates all the time, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I like Drewski. There's a few black comedians I really like. But if I click on too many of them, then I get ads that are
Jimmy
like...
Jimmy Smooth's coming in.
Right, or Tony Baker. But then I was telling Thrill, I kept getting these ads. It's like, I'm black and proud. And I'm like, I don't think I'm your target demo.
Hey, man, follow them.
Yeah, why not?
Like them. Show up in other white people's algorithms, right. Tag. Come on, man. Change the game, brother.
It would just be some other white person. Like, you can't wear that shirt. I'll be like, hey, Instagram, dude.
Instagram, bro.
And what do you want me to say? And I am proud.
But thank you for checking out the show. We're live again today on YouTube. All right, on to the question. Back to the critter discussion. It seems that people have a different definition of critter. Some people believe that anything out there in the world that is an animal other than a human being is a critter.
It was defined that any animal is a critter, but we have chosen that does not matter.
Listen, I can tell you right now, when I went and saw my kid in Africa, giraffe, not a critter.
No.
Rhino, not a critter. Elephant, not a critter. Crocodile, not a critter. I can go on, and a wildebeest, not a critter. I can go on and on and on and on. They're not critters. But
they fall under the definition of critter.
But the millipedes and the centipedes and the crazy stuff that's out there. What the hell is that thing that your kid loves, your daughter, that they're out there?
Capybaras, tapirs. Yes.
That's a critter.
They get to a certain size, in my world, they're not a critter.
In my world, about maybe a 40-pound limit, all right? So a medium-sized
dog. But anything, the issue is, look, I had this argument in Montana, and then we went to a museum, and there was a bear, and it's like, this critter.
Look, you're not wrong. All right?
I know.
You are not wrong. A critter is defined as any animal. A whale would be a critter. We're just saying for, I refuse to accept that.
The sound of the word sounds too small.
Yeah, I agree. A mid-sized dog, like a raccoon, that's a critter.
A Great Dane, not a critter.
That's not a critter.
That is a horse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Horse, not a critter.
That's a barking horse.
But either way.
A beaver, critter.
Yep.
Wolverine, vicious critter. Moose, just a moose.
I'm not even sure a snake is a critter. I think it's its own thing.
No, a snake's a critter. I believe a snake is a critter.
I don't know. I think it's a demon.
See, but I don't think something too small can be a critter either.
What, a mouse?
A worm's not a critter.
No.
To be a critter has fur.
If it could bite you, is it a critter?
Well, no, wait. No. What about like an iguana? It doesn't have fur.
That's a critter.
But I would say a frog could be a critter.
Critter, yeah.
I'm with Miles. Snakes don't belong.
But also, I feel like if it ends up in my home, it definitively becomes a critter.
If it can
you
get
can
it,
be a wood, if it, well, you're a depends. Woodland creature. If you love, so a raccoon would be a woodland creature. If I get home and it's in my kitchen, it has instantly become a critter. Like there's a critter.
But
in
a bear
house.
Can open up your refrigerator.
No, I got a goddamn bear in my house.
That's a bear.
It's still a bear.
It's not a critter.
Like a polar bear is not a critter.
Seemingly,
I don't believe that critters can kill you with a bite. Like a wolverine, yes, it can hit an artery and you can bleed out. But what I'm saying is like. A polar bear can rip your freaking head off. Critters can't do that.
Right. Are they inconvenient to deal with? You would still try, but are they, for an example, bat flies in your house, right?
Critter.
Or a bird. That's a critter.
Yeah.
Now, if a bear's in there, you're running the hell out.
That's not a critter.
That's not, because you can't, I agree. You're not, if you can't control the situation, in my mind, it is not a critter.
I feel like
if you would be willing to try to.
If a shovel lends you confidence that you can deal with
it's a critter.
It's a critter. Because with a bear, a shovel might make me feel a little better, but it would postpone my death.
It'll right. off the bear. But
I think I could take down a black bear with a shovel.
A black bear. All right, hang on. Let's noodle this out.
You think a shovel?
I think you can get it to leave you alone. A black bear, man, I know they're vicious and all that.
I think you get one good swing, man.
Yeah. I'm not picking up a crowbar.
A crowbar with a black
bear? A crowbar.
Or a baseball bat. Baseball bat. Yeah, but you got to get
crowbar
closer.
Seems excessive.
I got a shovel and one of those good metal ones, right?
Yeah, it's got to be a metal.
I mean, I can take a baseball swing and hopefully
but
knock
when that
out.
Bear's trying to eat me, I'm going to shove that Easton right down its freaking throat. You know what I'm saying? Just
and then it's going to pull it out and beat you with it.
You know what I mean? That's the technique.
Okay.
34 inches just right down the gullet.
But I agree with Ted. Like a black bear. I think, okay, a black bear, critter.
All right.
I'll give it critter status.
We start with a story that Mike brought us yesterday in headlines. A baby raccoon.
This is so stupid.
Became drunk from eating fermented peaches and nearly drowned in a dumpster and was rescued by a Kentucky nurse. Think of all the things right there. Kentucky, fermented peaches, dumpster, drowning, Kentucky.
Raccoon.
She performed CPR on the animal. Misty Coombs. A registered nurse who works
back
at the
Kentucky
County Health Department.
Her last name is Coombs. She's rescued.
Combs or Coombs? Combs.
How's this?
Well, I don't know.
C-O-M-B-S.
Okay, that's Combs.
It could be either way. I had a family. No. I had a family next door to us. Same exact spelling. They went by Coombs.
Because they can't talk. How do you spell Comb?
We had Coombs.
C-O-M-B.
Okay, Coombs.
Hey, you're in West Virginia,
K-U-N.
Man.
Yeah. So I had a family named Coon. K-U-N. That should be Coon, right? Mm. It's not. It's Coon.
You know what? I did know a Coon.
Yeah, K-U-N.
Hey,
it was Coon.
Oh, it was Coon.
That's how the name was.
There's an M. It's Combs.
It's Combs. All right, so Misty Combs.
Yeah.
Misty Combs it.
Sorry, I mean, we're not going to Appalachia on correct like pronunciation stuff.
Misty Combs it.
How about that?
A registered nurse who works at the Lecter County Health Department in Whitesburg said she and some colleagues recently spotted a panicked mother raccoon running through the parking lot. They investigated and discovered that the mom's two babies were trapped in the dumpster belonging to a neighborhood distillery, Kentucky Mist Moonshine. Combs was able to lift one of the babies to safety with a shovel, but the second was face down in the water at the bottom of the dumpster. I don't believe that was water. Everyone around was like, it's dead. It's not breathing. It just drowned. It's full of water. You could feel the water. So immediately I just started doing CPR on it, she said.
That would be my first thought,
this
too.
This woman has no... She will never say no.
No.
There is no safe word that she needs. If she can pick up a raccoon out of a dumpster, she's also a nurse.
Right.
They're already dirty. She puts her mouth around this thing and puts this thing... There's nothing she won't do.
Nope.
There is nothing.
And you're right. That's not just water at the bottom of that
dumpster. No, hell no. I mean, this woman is perfect. Everyone around was like, it's dead. A video shows Combs doing then chest compressions on the baby raccoon, periodically turning it over and slapping it on the back. I mean, that was the old school CPR for lifeguards. Combs said she was relieved when the raccoon suddenly started to breathe.
Why don't they put this, like, what are the 911, like Nashville 911? I want to see Kentucky 911. Go to commercial break. Will she save that raccoon that's drunk on peach juice?
Kentucky Fish and Wildlife personnel rushed the raccoon and brought it to the veterinary clinic of Dr. Ben Cornett. Cornett confirmed the raccoon was drunk. He administered fluids and decided to keep the raccoon overnight to sober up and so that the raccoon would not drive home.
Well, I do declare this raccoon is drunk.
You're sleeping here tonight. The raccoon dubbed Otis Campbell. After the infamous town drunk on the Andy Griffith Show.
Is that really why they named it that?
Yeah. Yes.
Why else would they name it Otis Campbell?
Was returned to the parking lot the following day, and Combs was given the opportunity to release it back into the wild for a reunion with its mother and sibling. I was surprised it lived, and so it was just amazing to see something that I helped bring back to life. Did the mom and the other kid hang around the dumpster? I mean, were they just...
I don't know.
How do you, like, you keep the thing overnight, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then it's a raccoon. They can go wherever they want. How do you know when you go back to the area?
They don't. Because they didn't add that
but
in
it's
the story.
But it's still a baby. So you're not going to release a baby into a parking lot.
Apparently they do, and they call it the wild.
Yeah. They abandoned a drunk baby in a Kentucky parking lot. That's the end of that story. Otherwise, they would have said it reunited.
Ted is a boar critter.
Again, I hate it, but yes.
They could be 100 pounds, though, can't they?
Yeah, but
is it more a razorback? Is a boar the same as a razorback?
I think a razorback is a specific type of hog as opposed to a boar.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to say a boar is a critter.
All right.
I know they're heavy, but I feel like it's low enough to the ground.
Well, they have wild boars in Florida. This is where this went down.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of anybody having an interaction with a wild boar?
Not personally.
I have relatives in Florida. I've never even heard of this. Again, there's black panthers in Florida. Most people don't run into them. Anacondas, pythons, most people don't see those either.
Exactly.
But either way, sheriff's deputies summoned to a Florida home where a wild boar crashed through a sliding glass door to wreak havoc on the inside of a home.
And he wasn't drunk.
Lee County Sheriff said on social media the deputies responded to a not-so-typical burglary on a home on 3rd Street East.
He broke in. I mean, what was he stealing?
Well, body camera footage shows a wild boar charging at deputies as they attempted to wrangle the perpetrator inside the home. Should you be scared of a boar?
Yes.
Charges.
Yes.
Are they going to bite you? What are they going to do?
They're going to try to take you down. And then.
All right. I didn't know their technique. I didn't know if they were a ground game or they stood up and bite you.
They're coming after you, man. Right. Yeah.
Deputy learned the suspect went hug wild. Busting a sliding glass door. We were able to remove the boar from the home, sending him snouting about where he belongs.
Got it.
Which is the woods.
Does every police department have the guy that writes these cheesy-ass reports?
You get a Facebook person, they need to have something to entertain themselves.
By the way, I saw the video of this. It was not as cut and dry as they make it, all right? So the boar busted in outside. They showed the old guy that owned the house. There was no chance he was going to deal with it. And he even said something to the effect of, hey, better them than me. He wanted no part of this. And it was three or four cops, if I remember this from the video. They managed to get it outside, and then they're trying to wrangle it with, like, those little dog noose things, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Pig's a little bit smarter than dogs, so it was not going for the rope. It was going for the cops.
Okay.
And they're yelling and jumping out of the way. Like, it was a whole thing, man. The way they write that report's like, we showed up, we conquered. It's kind of like we screamed a little bit, we ran out of the way, and this thing was not scared of us at all.
Is there boar season in Florida? In other words, could you shoot?
They're invasive, so I think you might be able to kill them whenever you want.
Really?
It's kind of like predators.
But, I mean,
but if you were a cop then and they said, wrangle this, wouldn't you just shot it? Like, look, you try to do the right thing. Once it charges me, that's it.
Could you put it on a spit?
You could shave it and put it on. I don't know.
Do you shave a boar?
I would.
I mean, like, if you're going to make pork rinds or whatever,
yeah,
you got to shave the boar.
I would think so.
Didn't you say you found a hair in a pork rind once? Or was that something else? It was.
Oh, okay. Is that uncommon? It's its skin.
Huh.
I mean, if you put it on the spit, wouldn't it just burn the hair off?
Well, that's the theory. Is pork rinds are deep fried.
They probably need like a really good, like a Mach 4.
Yeah. Like
really good.
Your Lady Epi.
Really good raisin. Damn it. Our question, good or bad, what was your critter interaction? 206-803-ROCK.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Our question, good or bad, what was your critter interaction or moment? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ramona. Welcome to the men's room.
Ramona.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Hey, Ramona. Have you ever met another Ramona?
Actually, I have met a couple, but it is still fairly rare.
Not my Ramona. Ramona.
Mike, you said the only Ramona you knew worked with your dad back in the day.
No. Worked with my grandfather back
in the day. Oh,
wow. Yeah, my grandfather owned an auction down in Winlock, and she was, I don't know exactly what she did. I was too young at the time, but she worked in the office.
See, if Ramona comes to a party, Ramona, I feel like you'd be the life of the party. Oh, Ramona's coming in a little while. Just wait.
Yeah, sometimes.
All right. Okay. So what was your interaction with a critter?
Okay. So on the phone, I told Mike about an interaction with a cat and a dog. But now that you guys have defined critter, I also have a funnier one about a critter being a squirrel. Which would you like to hear?
Sure. Squirrel.
Yeah, give us a squirrel.
People know dogs and their behavior, cats. But a squirrel, right. Not sure.
Okay. So... after our two older dogs have passed away, apparently my husband was missing us having pets. So we trained the squirrels in our backyard. There's about five of them, a family of five of them. And so we trained them to take peanuts from our hands.
All right.
So, are you training a squirrel to do that?
Or, I mean, are you like, feeding them?
If my wife said, I have trained my husband to eat lasagna every time I make it, maybe that's true. But in my mind, like, she made lasagna. I'm going to go ahead and eat that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so, like, originally we would throw peanuts out there and feed them. But then we started, like, handing them and holding on to them with our hands. And there was two of them that got really comfortable just taking them from our fingers. And one that would get really close but not actually take it from your finger, so you just have to drop it in front of them. So two of them we trained to take from our fingers.
How long would you hold the peanut in your hand before you drop it for the one that wouldn't take it? I mean, could you sit there for an hour with a squirrel just staring at a peanut and he's not going to make a move for it?
Oh, I don't have that kind of patience. It was like 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
I used to have a squirrel I fed when I was 4 or 5 years old in Detroit.
Winters but you were four funny. Or five. What was your motivation to feed the squirrels hand feed? Just to see if you could?
Yeah, because we didn't have any pets in our house at the time. And we live on the river. And so there's squirrels and chipmunks and birds and a raccoon and a couple possums that come through our yard because we live on the riverbank.
Are the possums nice? Are the possums decent to you?
They're ugly.
They are huge, ugly. They like to go and eat the grease trap from my husband's grove.
They can just get sexier and sexier.
Wait a minute. What is your husband put on the grill?
Oh, everything. That's our main cooking utensil.
Okay, no wonder.
So, he is most excellent at smoking brisket, pulled pork.
Okay, the possum.
Yeah, if I'm a possum, I'm in that grease trap.
Some pork chops.
Respect for the possum, then. Okay, I dig it.
I'm not a possum. I kind of want to eat your grease trap.
That might be a euphemism, Ramona. We cannot confirm.
It's a hell of a pickup line.
Hey, Mama.
Hey, girl. I'm not a raccoon.
I'm going to be the possum to your grease trap.
Can I see that grease trap?
Ironically enough, there is news of squirrels, believe it or not, in the world of baseball and baseball cards. They say the newest Yankee stands about 7 inches tall, tops the company behind the Major League Baseball cards, is out with a new card, a rookie card, featuring a squirrel that charmed New York fans a couple weekends ago. At one point, the thing was the critter had a somewhat of a stare down on the mound with a Yankee pitcher, Max Fry.
A stare down.
Or Freed, whatever his name is. Yeah. I think I just said, he said, Max, okay, buddy, let's go. And he just did his thing. I thought he was going to attack me. Definitely a little bit strange, but it's all in good fun. So Topps christened the squirrel a Yankee for its card. I would have to think at some point in time that card is going to be worth a little bit of money.
If they do it in a limited release, that card will definitely be worth money. At least this rookie card. Who knows next year?
They should have also done one of the bird that Randy Johnson killed.
Oh, yeah. Feathers day, raining out
explosion.
Of the air.
Yeah.
That'd have been a really popular card.
Did you have you heard about these blue squirrels? I can't remember if it's local or just somewhere in the States.
Blue?
Blue.
I've seen black ones.
Okay, well, these are blue squirrels. And so they're on the news the other night, and you're looking at it, and it's like, this is a blue squirrel. They explained there's nothing inherently wrong with the squirrel. Authorities believe someone's going around, and they're spray painting the squirrels when they're asleep.
Yeah.
But the thing is, as the story continued, they said, but the experts, they don't understand how you pull that off.
No.
They're like, we don't know how you sneak up on a sleeping squirrel, then spray paint it. But this person, I guess, has been doing it for like a month.
It's like a Smurf.
So you're looking at it now?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They can't figure out how you do that.
I wonder
that
if they set natural. A trap for it.
Oh, then spray paint it?
You know what? Well, not necessarily spray paint it, but, you know, you have like a little food reservoir or whatnot. And when the squirrel goes to eat it, then just... Right.
Like the thing at like, the bank.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Exploding packets all over it.
You might find out that a squirrel's a bank robber.
Blue squirrel. I mean, you know, very inhumane, but the idea of it's comical.
They said, they did it. They said the squirrels seem fine. They're just blue. There's nothing wrong with the squirrels.
Some researchers tag them with, you know, on the ear. We just spray paint them.
Like the people that make their dogs pink and stuff, always look at them like, did he ask for that?
No.
I mean, the squirrel did not. I know the squirrel's probably, this is ridiculous. But the poor dog. I mean, because dogs know when you're laughing at them.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
So there's a woman in our neighborhood who has this, sometimes blue, sometimes pink. So I think the dog's hair is white. It looks like one of those, doodles or whatever, kind of like what Migs just got. But, I mean, I looked at the dog. I was like, golly, he looks like a snow cone.
Yeah.
Because he did. And I started laughing.
Like a real poodle.
The dog.
They have to know. There, when I was in Baltimore, I lived near this armory. I was unaware that the armory once a year did one of those best in show, dog show kinds of things. But anyway, I'm out walking my dog. There is an extraordinary number of cars that all these people are pulling out, like purebred dogs. But this one woman who's kind of warning me, not me, but my dog, to stay away from her dogs, blah, 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 blah. She had two standard poodles, and both of them, I don't know why people do this. It's like those bulbous hedges that people trim, or like they're covered in pom-poms kind of thing, you know, where they shave their legs. But
yeah.
And I started laughing my ass off. And this woman looked offended. And I'm like, look, man, I get it. You're doing whatever kind of weird-ass fashion show you dog people do. But your dog looks goddamn ridiculous.
So they already look silly. So if you spray paint one of those, or paint one of their hair, kind of because those pom-poms, they go, all right, it's a poodle. And poodles, doodles kind of come off dumb, but I like them. Poodles come off as pompous.
But do they come off as pompous because poodles are pompous, or do they come off as pompous because of people that shave them down
exactly,
like that?
Thank you.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's kind of like JonBenet Ramsey. Like, I don't think she dressed herself like this and went to a pageant. This is the parents have made this decision.
Yes, back to painting them blue or pink. I mean, those cuts make them look ridiculous.
But even my dog looks at this dog, at least this particular dog I had, like looking at the poodles, gave me that look that dogs give you when they're kind of confused.
Like, is this a dog?
It smells like a dog. It's acting like a dog. But that can't be a dog because it looks like
that. If I'm a dog, I'd pet a coyote before I'd pet a poodle. Because they don't look real. They look ridiculous. And they're nippy as hell.
Yeah.
They are. I mean, they're.
You know why?
They're.
Because they look like that.
I'd be mad too.
Yes.
Someone did that to my hair.
Yes.
It's like when your girl comes home and she's crying. You're like, what happened? You're like, look what they did to my hair. And I'm like, I didn't know they did anything. You're like, you can't see it. I got a haircut today. I'm like,
no.
Yes, it looks great.
But they're colorblind. They can't tell that they're a different color.
No.
What's that?
They're colorblind. They can't tell that they're a different color.
I don't think it cares.
You don't think the poodle
that dog
cares?
Is pompous. I don't think it's the owner.
I saw one not terribly long ago, like within the last few days. The dog kind of matched the owner because I forget where I was, but I think it was in a store or something like that. Mom was checking out, and then there was a dog that was in there on the ground. This black dog, little black dog, and it had like a pink little mohawk thing going on. That didn't look too bad.
There's a little corgi this woman walks. She's got pink blue hair, whatever. Her head looks like a snow cone, and she paints the dog sometimes too.
Right.
So I mean, it happens with humans. Sometimes you meet somebody, and I'm not positive.
Yeah.
You can't tell by the hair. It's short, and it's red. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're a man. I don't know if you're a woman. I don't know what to say here.
Right.
They got it up on the board at Rudy's. You want a snow cone?
$30.
Buscott. Snow cone.
You want the snow cone?
People look like... It's a good look. I like it. It works for a lot of people.
Some people can pull it off. Some people, it's like you lose a bet. Mm-hmm. And there's people you can tell they did it voluntarily. Other people, I'm like, what did you bet on that you had to do that? This, I didn't bet on anything. Oh, that's a choice. My bad.
Good or bad, what was your critter interaction? 206-803-ROCK.
And if you're a gym bro and you have long hair and you've painted it pink, I just assume you're going through something.
You know a gym bro who's got long pink hair?
Yeah.
Do you know them?
No. I just saw assuming. A picture.
You should walk up and just ask him.
I'm not going to ask the Joker if he's okay.
Right.
Right.
Chances are, answer's no.
Right. So I'm just like, it seems like we're at the end of whatever we're going through here.
Not going to ask the Joker if he's okay.
Right.
You cool, man?
Right. Your makeup says you're not.
But I can't tell.
All right.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitola.
Hola.
Okay, so it was like late at night. My dad was working at his office, so it was just me and my younger brother sleeping. Because it was like...
Once again, bedroom colors, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio. Sucker. Mother... And please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Yeah, no more brown words there, Josh.
My bad.
It happens, man.
Well, my dog was barking and going crazy and not usually her behavior at all. And so I come downstairs and I see our garbage can is sprawled across the kitchen with trash everywhere. And... she's barking in the corner, and this critter just laying there in the corner, all trapped. And come to find out, the possum found a way in the house with the doggy door.
I was going to say, if you have a cat door or a dog door, that's going to be it.
Yeah.
Yep. And I, because of those things, when they get scared, they just, like, fall asleep and play dead there. And so I had the door open, and I was trying to, like, switch, like, I literally broomed this thing, and it still just kind of laid there.
So yeah, it's playing dead.
It's playing possum. And they're kind of dense and heavy. You know?
Yes, they are. Yep.
Yeah. But I use, like, the bin of the trash bin as, like, the kind of scoop it up into that thing and take it outside and dump it. And
yeah.
Luckily, it was still alive, and eventually my dog never got to it. But
Is that the only thing that came to the dog door? I have a friend who has a dog door. And I don't know, man, just in my mind, I feel like everything that lives outside, especially when it gets cold out, is going to end up in my kitchen.
No, yeah. Well, raccoons, or your bed.
Possums.
So they typically like an indoor-outdoor cat will hunt all night.
Oh, yeah.
So they hunt nocturnally. That's why they sleep all day. So like my buddy Charlie, he's got this cat.
Up all night.
Yeah, exactly.
Sleep all day.
They're slaughtered.
I'm a cat.
It's slaughtered.
Cat.
So this cat was feral, but now the cat comes in the house.
Yeah.
So they're buddies. So now he's got a cat door. But, you know, in the middle of the night, he'll wake up and the cat's like brought him a baby squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
Or a bird, a baby bird. The cat does not want the animal dead until the owner
can
see what it brought home.
Yeah.
And then once the owner puts eyes and goes, all right, cat, look what you done. Then, wow. I mean, they just go after that thing.
They want you to be an accomplice to the murder.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
basically what I get at. Like, I can kidnap someone, but like, all right, Miles, now that you're watching, I'm going to kill
cat's this. Instincts are, when you leave the house, a cat thinks that you're going hunting and you are going to bring something back.
Keep thinking that, Rambo.
That's what cats honestly believe.
Okay.
When you leave the house and you're gone, they think you're going to come back and have something for them. That's what they know.
I thought the cat thought you, like, just looks at the human and goes, I can't hunt, so I'll go bring them something.
They think that you're a terrible hunter.
Yes.
And part of the thing that reinforces that is that every day after you've been hunting all day and you come home and you have nothing to offer, they're like, Jesus, man.
But they know you've been hunting. Because you bring them dry kibbles. You got a can of food. They know you got that somewhere. So you went out and you
but
got
it's,
it.
But it's like they also know where it is. So they're like, clearly, like once a month, I go out and kill a bunch of little kibble monsters and then put them in this bag.
Yeah.
Until that bag's done. And then it thinks that the next time that bag shows up, I have gone out there and done this.
I could hold up with Larry. I could hold up a can opener. And that cat
he knows.
Would lose its mind like holding up a leash with a dog.
Yep.
I mean, it was just like he was like, oh, man. Here it comes. Here comes the good stuff.
The wet stuff.
Just the can opener.
Like, all right, so basically the cat, it's both.
All right.
A, it thinks you're a family, so it wants to hook you up. And then B, it's like, look, I know how to hunt. Just watch me.
And you can't.
Yeah. So it's trying to teach you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Even when you're playing with it, like, you are slow, you are stupid. You trip over stuff in the dark. They don't. You know, I think in their mind, like, dude, we have to feed the two-leggers, man. Seriously, watch them. They're clumsy. They're stupid.
It's a natural expression of their instinctive hunting and nurturing behaviors, viewing the human as part of their family or clan. This gif also is be seen in them treating their ineffective human hunter as family.
Damn. It's almost personal.
Like, you want to share it?
I brought you a bird, dummy.
They say the same thing with big cats. If they drag somebody out of the bush, you will be alive when you get to the family.
Oh, yeah.
Cats are cats, so they'll drag you by the foot, take you all the way back, so you're alive and everyone can eat you fresh.
They're going to teach the babies how to dispatch you.
Seriously.
That is.
Yeah. So that's the worst part about it. You just don't want to get to where they're going.
Did you find that out on safari?
Yes.
That's what it is.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
There goes Tony. Because
they hunt individually.
Yeah.
And then when one guy goes, dude, I got one. Then they all come together.
Bro, I got one.
Bro.
Look at that.
Yeah, look at this. I got a big one.
Everybody around the fire.
I mean, we do the same thing, though, right?
Yeah.
I feel like if you shoot a deer, you hold it up and get a picture. Like, look at the big one. Yeah.
But it's not still alive.
Well,
it's
no.
food. I mean, like, it's like if I walked in the door with five pizzas. You go, hey!
I mean, the fish is.
What's that?
You pull a fish out of the water, you're like, look at the fish.
Well, yeah, but that's their own fault for just not being dead yet. You know what I mean? Like, if not to sound mean, but like, if I shoot the deer drops dead, I go, all right, well, it's dead. There's no more to do. And if it's not dead, you finish it off. The fish, it's like, I will get around to finishing off, but photo op first. and then we'll take care of them. I mean, if you were just dead by the time we reeled you in, this would be a non-issue. So we don't do that to be mean. Yep. It's just like, I want the photo up before you die.
Good or bad, what was your critter interaction? 206-803-ROCK.
It's like a bad crime movie where, like, the dude's like can't decide if he's going to pull the trigger. And the cat just walks behind him, puts his finger over the trigger. Now we both did it. Put one in him.
Yeah, cat's like, no guilt, brother. Just no guilt.
Right. I'm not going down alone for this.
Hello, Dylan. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going?
Hola. How you doing?
So I was doing, I was in the Army, and we did, like, simulated war over, like, California and stuff. And so at night, we'd have these things crawl out. Never saw them before. Accidentally stepped on one. They have a super long tail. Found out they were kangaroo rats. So me and a couple of the guys there decided to try to catch them and feed them. But they only come out at night, and we can't have our lights on because we don't want the enemy to find us.
That's fair.
So we had to wear NVGs to find the rats, catch them, and then we had no food to feed them, so we were giving them peanuts and Skittles from the MREs.
Were you in downtown Sacramento?
No, that's over in Barstow.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's that little rat that looks like he only has two legs.
Yeah, it's a mouse, but they call it a rat.
They look cute.
That
looks like something that you get your daughter as a pet, you know?
Yeah. I mean, he has four legs. His front legs are just tiny.
Got CeeLo arms.
Yeah, he's mm-hmm.
like, oh. It's like a super long tail. It could jump like high, I guess.
How high?
7 feet.
Damn. Jeez. Okay. Wow.
That's impressive. That's less the kangaroo.
He's got bounce.
Yep.
He got that bounce.
That's crazy.
Peanuts and Skittles.
That would, I mean, that could catch a lot of people.
You know what is amazing? Because we get a lot of grief in the U.S. because of all the junk food we eat, right?
Yeah, potato chips, eating all this kind of processed stuff.
Like, if you take a handful of Cheetos and throw them in your backyard, like every raccoon, skunk,
oh, the rat ate possum, all the
I'm just saying, like, look, everyone likes Cheetos. If you are a mammal and you got Cheetos, everyone's down with Cheetos. So, like, I don't feel bad eating them anymore. I'm like, they're just that good.
So I was that addicted. I was the guy that did buy the Flaming Hot Cheetos one time just to see if the rat would eat them.
He did.
He didn't mind. I fed him to him again. Because I wasn't going to eat him.
Because rats can't puke.
I was just
That's
like,
what
you know,
I was asking.
There was a small bag. I was like, you know what?
Were you hoping he could eat them, or were you hoping to
I just wanted to see what happened. I wanted to see if he, like, shake his head and go, wow.
Did you like them?
No. They're terrible. I don't like the flavor profile on them. I can eat them. I just don't like the taste.
All right.
If I'm going to get Cheetos, I want Cheetos.
I agree.
But
I
he loved those Utz balls.
Yeah.
Well, they're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, can't blame them.
Good or bad, what was your critter interaction? 206-803-ROCK.
I'm not even going to take the call. We're too close to the break.
Okay.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.